1941. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres and a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks. Your hometown radio refreshed.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. It's time for Wisconsin women's basketball. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First, for today's visitors from the Big East Conference, the Butler Bulldogs, 5-2 under second-year coach Austin Parkinson. Ari Wiggins is a 5'8 junior, a transfer from Michigan, getting the start 7 per game. Rachel Kent, 5'11 grad student, a transfer from IUPUI. Caroline Strandy is a 5'11 senior guard, 15.7 points per, transfer from Minnesota. Jordan Melman's 6-foot sophomore guard, and Sydney James is 6'3" and junior. For the Badgers, Sarah Williams in the center circle. She's a sophomore for Wisconsin. Opening tip-off, back tapped and controlled by the Badgers. 5-2 versus 5-2. Big Ten versus the Big East. Here is Ronnie Porter handling the basketball. She's a 5'4 sophomore from St. Paul, Minnesota. About 11 per game. Williams has it down low. Throws to Leitzinger. Three in the right corner. Bounces off the rim. It's no good. Picked up on the baseline. Offensive rebound by Porter. Bounces for Sanaya Copeland, the 5'7 sophomore out of Kansas City. Williams double-teamed down low. Her pass is stolen away by Wiggins. Starting lineup for the Badgers consists of Natalie Leitzinger, the 5'8 senior from Monroe, Wisconsin. Sarah Williams, I mentioned her. She's 6'4 and a sophomore. Brooke Schrammick, the 6-foot senior. Here's a three in the corner by Butler, and it's good. Bulldogs drain the triple. That's Kent with the three-pointer. And Butler off to a quick start. 3-0 over Wisconsin. Schrammick has it outside left for the Badgers. Skips a pass over to Porter. Here's Porter. High screen set by Williams. Porter now roaming with the dribble. Looking, bouncing. Copeland has it. Free throw line. Shot clock's at 10. Inside Leitzinger cutting to the rim. Catches. Down low. Missed it. Tipped into the air. Grabbed by Williams. In the lane. Power dribble. Up left hand. No. Missed it. Stranded. Comes away with it. Down low on the left. Here comes Butler left to right. And we are off and running in quarter number one. 8:43 to play in the first. Butler hoists a three straight on. That one's missed by James, and it falls into the lap of Copeland. 3-0 Butler. Pass knocked out of bounds. Copeland looking for Leitzinger on the near side of the court. 8:35 to go, first quarter. Butler, the lone field goal of this game. Wisconsin has started 0-for-3 from the floor. They've had some decent looks down low, too, with Williams and Leitzinger. Here's Porter. Between the circles, defended by Wiggins. Porter has it. That's going to throw it off to the right side. Sanaya Copeland catches the pass. Copeland driving in, and she'll get bumped, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll go to Butler. Here comes Butler with the basketball. Butler, Strandy has it out on top. Leitzinger defends. Strandy left of the lane, kicks it back out. Now they pass it inside. James on Williams. Oh, what a shoulder fake. Got Williams going one way. She'll fade and miss the short jumper, however. It rolls out of bounds. It is last touched, however, by the Badgers. 8:06 to play. First quarter. Butler with the basketball. This is Wiggins dribbling at the right elbow. Throws to her left. Jumper is in the air. Mid-range miss by Strandy. Actually, it bounced around and it actually fell in. I was looking down as it was going into the basket. 5-0 Butler. 7:48 to play. First quarter. Here's Schrammick. Right side for the Badgers. Gives to Leitzinger. Bounce at the left elbow. Copeland tries to give it back to Natalie, and she lost it off of her own leg out of bounds. 7:39 to play in the first quarter. Let's pause 10 for a legal ID. 10 seconds for an ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Basketball.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
7:30 and counting to go in the first. 5-0 Butler over Wisconsin. Bulldogs at the basketball. James tries a long two on the right side. It's ripped down by Jimenez of Wisconsin, who's into the game. Throws a pass to her right. Catch and shoot with the three. It's Tramick, no good. Went halfway down, popped out, and it's rebounded by Butler. Wiggins pushes with the pass into the front court to her teammate Kent to the corner. Here's a three that pops out by Melmans, and it's down low. Rebounded by Butler. Inside, James scores. And a timeout by Wisconsin. 7:02 to play, and Butler has scored the first 7 points of the quarter of the game. 7-0 Bulldogs over the Badgers. Timeout Wisconsin. Back after this break, you're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center. John Adias with you. It is a 7-0 start for the Butler Bulldogs over Wisconsin. 7:02 to play in the first quarter. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 3 of 7 from the floor for the Butler Bulldogs. 43% shooting. The Badgers have missed the 4 shots they've attempted so far. Butler also, one of those three makes a three-pointer. So a slow start here for the Badgers. First 3 minutes into the quarter. And Coach Marissa Mosley takes time out. Now back to the action as the Badgers back on the court with Ronnie Porter handling the rock. High on the right side. Defended by Wiggins. Gives it up to Copeland out on top. She'll drift to her left with the dribble. Williams posting up. Feeder inside. Defended by James. Williams throws to the right side. It's Jimenez. Jimenez working. Driving on Strandy. Tries to pass it in the lane as she goes into the air, and it's stolen. In transition, Butler has it. Wiggins to Kent. Oh, rotated around to Strandy on the left side of the court. Strandy trying to get around Copeland. Drives down the lane. Runs a shot up over Williams. It's no good. And then Williams and Strandy get tied up trying to grab that rebound. Possession arrow to Butler. 6:26 to play. First quarter. Still 7-0. Butler. Bulldogs team scores just under 70 points per game through its first seven. The Badgers just under 70 as well at 68.3 points. Here's Strandy. Pull up mid-range, and it's blocked from behind by Jimenez. Here she comes with the basketball in transition. Jimenez gallops down the lane, leaves it off for Williams, and Williams lays it up and in for two. The defense leading to the first basket of the game for Wisconsin. And the Badgers defense had 13 steals in the last game out against Northern Illinois. They also had 7 blocks as a team. Badgers defense comes away here in the first quarter. with a big play. Down low. Shot missed by James. Low on the left. Trying to go up and over the Badger defense, and it gets knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Bulldogs. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. The Badgers 1 of 5 from the floor. 5:47 to play in the first quarter. Here's the Badger sophomore, 5'4", Ronnie Porter. Handling the basketball, she crosses the timeline, tightly contested by Wiggins. Throws it over to the right wing. This is Jimenez, the freshman, with it. Around a ceramic screen, now gives it back over to Porter. Porter has it right side, tries to spin around Wiggins. Leaves it for Jimenez, guides it over to the left. Here's Leitzinger, angling in, throws to the near side corner. Porter has it. Porter working. Porter has it. Free throw line for Williams. One on the shot clock. Williams missed the short jumper, and that's a clock violation. A shot clock violation by the Badgers, and it will go to Butler. Wisconsin taking every single second of that 30-second shot clock. Coming away empty, 7-2. Butler lead in the ball, 5:09 to play first quarter. Here is James, mid post left, defended by Williams. Gives it to Strandy. Strandy on the left baseline, finds Wiggins, who stepped on the sideline. Turnover Butler. Butler team, 5-2. Wisconsin, same record, 5-2 through its first 7 non-conference games. Jimenez has it backcourt. Now she'll dribble into the front court, defended by Melmans. UW works it to the left wing with Porter. Slip screen by Williams. Porter still with the dribble. Porter right of the lane. Throws one off the window. No good. Williams tries to tip it to herself. Can't grab it. Strandy has it. Racing up the right sideline. Leitzinger greets her at the three-point line. Now Strandy has it. Picks up her dribble. Gives to James. Outside right. Back to Strandy. Leitzinger. Tough defending Strandy right now. Banging through a screen. And now Strandy brings it out between the circles with the dribble. Plenty of time on the shot clock. High screen set. Here is the drive by Strandy. Now down low on Williams. Missed the shot short. Got it back, missed it short again, and a whistle and a foul. And a foul called against Wisconsin will put Butler at the free throw line. 4:15 to play in this first quarter. Porter has a seat on the bench now, and Sanaya Copeland comes in for the Badgers. Still waiting to see if and or when Hallie Douglas might play in this game. Douglas, the senior from Lake Forest, Illinois, hasn't played since November 20th of 2022. Suffered a torn ACL in a game against Illinois State, but she is dressed. And Coach Marissa Mosley earlier this week in her press conference saying she hopes to see Hallie Douglas out on the court. We might even see Lily Cron, the sophomore, who's also been not able to play this season because of an undisclosed injury. 1 of 2 at the line by Strandy. She gives her team a 6-point lead. 8-2 Butler. 4:11 to play, first quarter. Badgers on offense. Copeland outside right. The Leitzinger, her three, is blocked in the corner by Strandy and out of bounds. Strandy is a transfer from the University of Minnesota. She's from Racine, Wisconsin, where she scored over 2,500 career points at Racine Lutheran. But this Butler team has a few transfers on it, and two from the Big Ten. Wiggins from Michigan, Strandy from Minnesota. Bounce caught by Williams. Short corner on the right for the Badgers. 4 minutes to play in the first. Skip pass near side, caught by Leitzinger. Outside left, defended by Strandy. One dribble, shot clock's at 10. And then his soft toss, caught by Williams at the free throw line. Gives it up to Copeland outside left. Back inside Williams. 3 on the shot clock, back to the right. Here's a drive by Jimenez. Shot clock winding down. She'll hang into the air. Drive and score, just sneaking it in before the shot clock buzzer. But they will review that at the next dead ball. And in real time, I'll be honest, I'm not sure if she got it away. And now a turnover by Butler. And a foul, offensive foul called against the Bulldogs, will give the ball back to Wisconsin. So as the score stands right now, it's 8-4. Jimenez with a driving layup right before the shot clock buzzer. But when they do eventually take a look at that at the next timeout, I'm not sure if she actually got it away in time. We'll keep an eye on that. 8-4 the score currently. Here's Jimenez driving. Scoops a pass over to Leitzinger. Drives left baseline. A quick float shot misses. It's hauled in by Williams, and there's a whistle. Foul against Butler. That is the second team foul against the Bulldogs. They'll stay with Wisconsin. As Leitzinger missed the little runner left baseline. Last foul called against Melmans, her first. three by Jimenez. Glances off the right side of the rim and bounces out of bounds at the Butler bench. Try that on the left wing. It'll be Butler basketball. Wisconsin's defense has tightened up after Butler scored the first 7 points of the game. Bulldogs one for its last seven from the floor. Zoom in a little tighter, 0 for their last four. Makaleski has the basketball, gives it up to her teammate. Now Makaleski tries a shot, long two, no good, rebounded by the Badgers. Copeland, three, left wing is in the air and through. Copeland connects from downtown for Wisconsin. That is the sophomore, Sanaya Copeland, who leads the Badgers in three-point makes, now 15 this season in three-point attempts. That's her 38th try. 8-7, Butler leading the ball, 2:35 to go, first quarter. Williams defending, that's James, low post left, kick it out. Topside three by Norman, who's into the game, that's missed. Grabbed by Williams, Wisconsin in transition. Jimenez, like a flash, into the front court, drives in, kicks out right side, Leitzinger, extra pass, out on top. Williams tries the three and buries it from straight on. Sarah Williams showing her range, 10-8 Wisconsin. The Badgers have their first lead of the game. It's an 8-0 Wisconsin run, thanks to the three by Williams. That is Sarah's third three-pointer of the season. Now she'll block a shot. Picked up by Schrammick. On the fast break, out to the right wing. Leitzinger drops it off inside. Over the double team, Williams scores. It doesn't matter. Sarah Williams down low. Tough shot, and it goes through. 12-8 now. It's a 10-0 Badgers run. Wisconsin has tightened up the defense. And now starting to hit some shots, too. 1:25 to go in the first quarter. Butler basketball. Strandy almost pulls up from the left wing. Instead, gives it up to the teammate on the outside, and that's Melmans, who drills a triple. Stops a 10-0 Wisconsin run. Approaching 1 minute to go. First quarter, three missed by the Badgers. Picked up Butler. Here's Strandy, pull up, free throw line, rolls out, no good. Copeland hauls it in, under a minute to play in the first. Wisconsin with a 1-point lead. 12-11, the Badgers. Jimenez attacks from the top, spins, what a move. Oh, she missed the layup. Oh, is right there. And she almost completed what would have been a nifty drive from the top of the key. So go have a seat on the bench. Gets a shot of encouragement from head coach Marissa Mosley as she heads to the bench. That was a great move by Jimenez. Just didn't quite complete it. 41.9 seconds. Wisconsin basketball. They lead by one. Hallie Douglas is into the game. Douglas has the basketball, hasn't played since November of 2022. She catches down low, left hand layup, good. Welcome back, Hallie Douglas. Her first game back since suffering her ACL injury over a year ago. Just over a year, and Douglas has an easy lay-in to give the Badgers a three-point lead. 10 seconds to play in quarter number one. Wiggins has it between the circles for the Butler Bulldogs. Looking to her left, picks up her dribble. Porter's all over her now. Gives it up, caught by Makaleski. A runner with one on the clock is short, and it goes out of bounds. And that's the end of the first quarter. Or is it? They may have to go take a look. I'm not sure the differential there in the shot clock and the game clock. But they're going to say end of the first quarter. There we go. After the first, Wisconsin leads Butler 14-11. Remember, they're going to go back and look at that Jimenez layup, so we could have a 12-11 score when we come back. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. You can enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. And I just got a clarification from one of the officials. The score has been changed from 14-11 to 12-11, Wisconsin. There was a shot clock violation on the driving layup by Jimenez at the 3:54 mark of the quarter. That one was pretty close. They counted it. They played on, but they do take it back. So 12-11 is your score after quarter number one. The Badgers holding on to a one-point lead. Here's Leitzinger bouncing for Douglas. Back to the basket. Has it for Wisconsin. Douglas defended by Makaleski. Over to Leitzinger, right wing. High screen set by Williams. Leitzinger left-hand dribble gives to Porter on the wing. Defended by Wiggins. Ronnie Porter for the Badgers to Douglas. Back over to her left. Leitzinger inside to Williams. Low on the left. Shot clock's at five. Sarah goes to work now. Spins down low. Puts up a tough shot. Had a good look, but missed it. Too strong. Rebounded by Wiggins. Butler left to right with it, down by one. Just underway, second quarter. Wiggins has it. Porter stops her at the free throw line defensively. Gives it out to the right. Wingler has the basketball to Makaleski. Douglas trying to poke that ball away. Nearly did, but it goes into the hands of Kent. Butler with it between the circles. Shot clock's now at 10. Hard bounce by Kent. Makaleski catches. Defended by Halley. Back to the left. Just left of the wheel. It's James. Gives it up. Kent tries a three straight on. Shot clock winding down. No good. Two-hand grab by Williams. That is the third rebound of the game for Sarah Williams. 8:52 and counting to go. Second quarter. One-point Badger lead with the ball. Douglas has it. Whistle away from Douglas. And a foul called by Sarah Williams, who's trying to get some clarification. First team foul, it's the first against Williams. Court to keep her out of foul trouble. Big part of the Badgers' offense. 14.5 points per game leads Wisconsin. She's also valuable defensively, almost 3 blocks per contest this year for the Badgers. She led the Big Ten last season in total blocks, so she's a defensive force. She's defending right here. A hand in the face of the turnaround shot missed by James, and it's grabbed by Wisconsin. Even if she doesn't get a block, she can affect shots. Here's Leitzinger, put on the line on a long range two. Nope, and it falls into the lap of Wingler. Butler left to right, transition time. Leitzinger stopping the ball handler. Up to Wiggins on the left, working on Copeland, driving in strong. Now kicks it back out. Extra pass to the left. The three is missed by Wingler, and it drops into the lap of Porter. Here comes Porter, zigzagging into the front court for Wisconsin. One-point Badgers lead, 8:03 to go. Second quarter, Porter stops, pulls up on a three, no good, and it's grabbed down low by James. Wisconsin 2-of-8 from downtown. 1-point Badgers lead. 2 minutes gone by, second quarter. Copeland defends Wiggins out on the right wing. Gives it up to Winkler. Now Leitzinger's on her. They feed in the post. Extra pass James back out to Wiggins. The lefty lines it up and misses the three. And it's hauled in again by Williams. Drops it to Porter. Porter in transition to Copeland on the left. Back out on top. How about another three from Sarah? Nope, missed the three. Williams tried it. Hit one in the first quarter. Rebounded Butler. 7:20 to play. Quick three on the left wing. Rims out by Kent of Butler. Ball poked out of bounds and last touch. Two Badgers were there, Porter and Copeland. Last touch by Wisconsin. So the Badgers had a good defensive game against Northern Illinois on Wednesday at the Kohl Center. The Huskies shot 23%. That was an opponent season low. Butler shooting 18% so far. We're early in the second quarter. Bulldogs 4 of 22 from the floor. It was a quick start for Butler. They scored the first 7 points of the game, but have been shut down after that. James' pass is deflected by Williams, but it's grabbed by Wiggins near half of the court. Wiggins' pass is deflected, but it's picked up by her teammate Melmans. Shot clock down to 5. James has it. Left post. James, turnaround on Williams. Tight defense. Shot missed. Jimenez picks it up for Wisconsin. 6:54 counting. Here comes Jimenez, splitting defenders, driving to the rim, and a foul on her way to the basket. Man, Jimenez is relentless. She does not stop on the attack. And it leads to usually positive things for Wisconsin. Foul called against Butler. Team foul number one here of the second quarter. You know, head coach Marissa Mosley says the freshman, Deionis Jimenez, has a scorer's mentality. And you can tell when she just attacks the rim and goes downhill. She has it. High screen Williams. Jimenez with it. Jimenez left of the lane. Tough shot. Throws it off the backboard. It's no good. It's grabbed by Melmans of Butler. Outlet to the left. It's Kent. Kent has it. Shramick trying to defend. Kent around her. Right to the basket. Missed an easy layup. Got her rebound back. Now they find Melmans. Topside three is an air ball. Out of bounds. It'll be Badgers ball. Still a one-point lead. Neither team has scored in the second quarter. We're at 6:27 to play in the second. Butler's shooting percentage now down to 16%. They're 0 for 8 in the quarter. Wisconsin is shooting 24%. They're 0 for 5 in the quarter. Porter guides it to the left. Jimenez leaves it for Shramick near the left elbow. Shramick throws it to the right corner. Here's Copeland trying to drive around the defense to Jimenez to Shramick. Look at the ball movement. Copeland, left corner, inside Williams. Look at the ball movement. Porter, outside right, driving in. Trapped with three on the shot clock. And her pass baseline is deflected out of bounds. There's 2.4 seconds left on the shot clock. Wisconsin working for a shot. I guess that type of ball movement leads to a lot of assists. They had 20 in the win against NIU, 23 in the win against BC before that. Inbounds caught by Jimenez. Quick three launched, and it's missed everything wide right. Shot clock violation. Jimenez caught it and then immediately went up for the shot. Probably had some time to steady herself or maybe even get to the basket in that amount of time and try something else. Instead, it's Butler ball. Here's Wiggins giving it up far side corner. Melmans out on top to Kent around Copeland. Pull up left elbow. Popped out. Jimenez grabs it on the baseline, and here she comes. Front court behind her back. Top of the key. Gives it to Porter. Wiggins defense. Screen Shramick. Here's Ronnie working her way right to the rim. Coming in strong from the left side and scoring. She was able to sneak through the defense and lay it up. And she breaks the scoreless drought for the Badgers in the second quarter. It's the first field goal on either side in this quarter. And it's opened the floodgates because Melmans just hit a three on the right for Butler. 5 minutes to play, second quarter. After the three, it's now 14-14. The Badgers had their largest lead there at three before Butler came back to tie it. 4:49 to play second quarter. This is Porter. Asks for the screen. Now dribbles away from it. Strong to the rim on that move, and she missed it down on the floor. Porter's going to be helped up by her teammates, but Ronnie will go to the free throw line. Ronnie Porter having a fantastic sophomore season for Wisconsin. I'll let you know more about her when she's at the free throw line when we come back after this timeout on the floor. 4:43 to play here in quarter number two. It's Wisconsin 14, Butler 14. And Muck's Bar and Grill is a proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Muck's Bar and Grill, proud partner of Badger Athletics. Back after this, you're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearth would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting. It was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. John Audius with you at the Kohl Center. It's the Big Ten versus the Big East here this afternoon. And the Badgers and Bulldogs of Butler are tied at 14 apiece. Wisconsin, 1 of 6 from the floor. Butler, 1 of 10 from the field here in quarter number two. The Badgers had a one-point first quarter lead, 12-11. It was 14-11, but they took two off the board after a review of a Jimenez layup at the shot clock buzzer that they counted, went back and said, nope, that came after the fact. And so Wisconsin and Butler currently tied. Badgers have led by as many as three. That was at 14-11 before Butler hit a triple, their third three-pointer of the game. And this is something that Butler likes to do, shoot the three-point shot. They lead the Big East in three-point makes per game. 9 made threes per game. They're at 3 total here today. The Badgers offensively led by Sarah Williams. All 7 of her points come in the first quarter. She's 3 of 8 from the floor and has a team-high 5 rebounds for Wisconsin. So back at the free throw line is Ronnie Porter, the sophomore, having a great second season for Wisconsin. 11 points per game. She leads the Big Ten, 3.4 steals per game. She's 5'4" and grabs 7 rebounds per game here early on in the non-conference. She's just contributing every single way she can. Misses the free throw there. She's 69% from the foul line this season. But she's coming off 10 points, 7 boards, 3 assists against NIU. Like I said, can really fill up the stat sheet in a number of different areas, and she misses 2 at the free throw line. Porter also had a steal in that win over the Huskies. Misses a pair, and we're still tied. 4:33 to play, second quarter, Butler basketball. Off a screen, here's a 3 in the corner. It comes up just short. It's missed by Melman's, and it's picked up by Wisconsin's Williams. Porter, front court. Waiting for the Williams screen. Williams gonna set it on Norman. Porter can't get free. Gives it up to Leitzinger. Tries to bounce for the backdoor cut, but Jimenez stopped. The pass then bounces out of bounds from Leitzinger. Little miscommunication. Jimenez kind of gives Leitzinger the, sorry about that, my bad, motion. And it'll be Butler basketball after the Wisconsin turnover. The 8th of the game. Here's Strandy, defended by Porter. Strandy picks up her dribble. Soft toss off to the left where it's picked up by Kent. Now gives it to Norman. High dribble. Lost it. It's on the baseline, and she saved it from going out of bounds. Gives it up to her teammate Strandy. Strandy lost the ball, just dribbling. Now Strandy picks it up. 5 on the shot clock, working on Porter. Left of the lane. Porter strips it away and was out of bounds with it, but a great defensive stop. 3.2 seconds left on the shot clock. What Ronnie Porter can do. Strandy driving in with the left hand. Porter just disrupted that as she tried to go up for the layup. Caught down low. 2 on the shot clock. Quick flip. No. Missed by James. Grabbed by Wisconsin. It's like the shot clock was winding down. Wisconsin front court. Porter has it. Coming in from the right. Gives it back out to Jimenez. Jimenez defended by Norman. Screen. Williams. Jimenez. Far right side of the court. High post caught by Williams. Back to Copeland on the left. Shot clock at 10. Porter's open in the corner. She'll catch and shoot. And rattle home the 3. Ronnie Porter drills the triple for Wisconsin. And the Badgers match their largest lead of the game. 17-14, Wisconsin. 3:08 to play before halftime. Pass inside, and there's a shot up. Count it, and a foul for Kent. Porter was down there for the Badgers, and she backed away, but just a moment too late as the foul was called. Porter kind of tried to give Kent the lay-in, didn't want to foul her. And the worst-case scenario happened. An and-one coming up now for Kent. Here's the free throw, and it's through. Kent was 2 of 5 on free throw attempts coming into the game here this afternoon. Under 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. Jimenez driving underneath the rim. Gives it up to Leitzinger. Driving left baseline. Scoops it back out. Jimenez, ball fake. Driving left baseline. Jimenez hangs into the air. Fires it back out to Copeland. Back to D. Now inside Williams. Turn around right of the lane, and it goes in. The Badgers ball movement is outstanding in this one. 2:37 to go in the second quarter. 2-point Badgers lead, 19-17. Strandy has it for Butler. Leaves it off to Kent. Throws to the right. High toss inside. Caught by James. Defended by Williams. Down low on the right. James, couple of ball fakes. Williams holding her ground. I think she got a piece of it. Picked up by Wisconsin. Copeland catches in the front court. Skips it off to Schrammick near side. Schrammick throws it back over to Copeland on the other side of the court. Sanaya, a couple of dribbles. Brings it back out to Jimenez. Now Williams catches. Mid post left. She'll turn and face James. Back to the basket, turn again, fire a short shot around the restricted arc, it's no good. Picked up Butler. 19-17. Wisconsin has the lead. 1:46 to go before halftime. Here's Kent, a three straight on, and it's good. Kent hits the three, Butler has a 1-point lead. Here's Jimenez, off to Copeland on the left. Copeland, one dribble, launching a three-pointer. That one rims out. Now it's Butler's turn. Bulldogs, front court. Norman has the basketball. She's going to bring it back out. Now find James at the left elbow, approaching 1 minute to go. She'll hand off to Melmans. To the corner of Norman. Jimenez defense. Screen by James. Kick to the corner. Here's a three by Kent. She drilled another one. Rachel Kent, a 32% shooter this season from downtown, has just hit back-to-back three-pointers, and Butler has its largest lead of the game. Second largest lead of the game. Correction. They scored the first 7 of the contest here today. Here's Williams. Leitzinger catching. Leitzinger driving from the left. Throwing to the right corner. 10 on the shot clock. Out to Schrammick on top. Leitzinger left baseline. She'll drive down low. Put up a shot off the glass. It's good. And a foul. Tough work down low from Natalie Leitzinger. 30 seconds to play in the second quarter. And now we'll see Lily Cron enter the game. Her first game this season for the sophomore from Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. A 4-star recruit and a Wisconsin Miss Basketball finalist was out with an undisclosed injury. She's back on the court. Hallie Douglas getting more time. This is her first game back from an ACL injury last November. 23-21 Butler. Here is Leitzinger. 3-point play is good. Free throws in. 1-point lead now for the Bulldogs. 27 seconds to play in the quarter. They can hold for the final shot. Cron will step up near the 3-point arc. Keep an eye on Norman. Norman at that motion W near center court. Far half of the court now. Dribbling. Cron steps out to defend. Here comes the high screen by Makaleski. They rotate to the corner. Another three. Kent, she drove another one. 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Backcourt. Here's Copeland with one at half court. Good if it goes. Missed it wide left off the backboard. And we've reached halftime here in Madison. And late 3-point makes by Rachel Kent has given Butler a 4-point lead at the break. It's the Bulldogs 26, the Badgers 22. Coming up on the halftime show, we'll go through the final numbers, team and individual. We'll try to check the Big Ten scoreboard as well. But when we come back, my halftime interview with Wisconsin freshman Lena Patty Bandela. We'll hear all about Patty Bandola and why she chose to play basketball here in Madison. Coming up next, you're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
The Bucks beat the Heat and advance to host the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament quarterfinals. So what now? More special NBA court paint colors. Warning, extended exposure may damage the eyes. New jerseys, because merchandising is where the real money is made. And playoff intensity mid-season. So listen, just don't look. When the Bucks host the New York Knicks, Tuesday at 6:30, right here on your BMO Milwaukee Bucks station, WLAK 1260 AM.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Hey, it's Amanda, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A nugget trays is that they're so easy for the holidays. They're warm and flavorful. It's always a crowd pleaser. When I put down a nugget tray, everyone is happy.
Hey, this is Brian, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A nugget trays is the joy that it brings to me and everybody around me during the holidays. They're warm, juicy, and delicious.
Cater the holidays with Chick-fil-A today. Available on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
I'd say I'm pretty versatile. I played 1 through 5 in high school, so, I mean, being more utilized as a guard now, which I'm pretty happy with. I feel like I've always been more sort of a guard player, so I feel like I can play on three levels of scoring, and I'm pretty athletic. I have a 6'5 wingspan and a size 14 shoe size, so pretty strange frame. But yeah.
In high school, did you play one position more than the other? But you were asked, obviously, to play all over the court.
Yeah. So my freshman year, I played four. Sophomore year, I played a one. And then my junior year, I played a three. And then my senior year, I played five. So.
Halftime interview talking with Wisconsin freshman Lena Patty Bandola. So I read at uwbadgers.com, that article by Andy Baggett, and you mentioned your wingspan. So you can dunk a volleyball. Is this still accurate?
I haven't tried in a while, but I'm pretty sure I still could. Yes.
How did that come about, the first time you did that?
I'd been trying to dunk a volleyball for a while. So, I mean, that was kind of a goal I'd had for a while. So, I mean, that was kind of exciting when I finally got it. So.
And if you read that article, you know, also talks about your background, that you also competed in track, you played volleyball. Is there something to be said about playing multiple sports? Do you feel like in any way that made you a better basketball player?
I feel like playing multiple sports tailors to different skills athletically. And I feel like playing multiple sports and working on different muscle groups and just being active during every season helped me stay ready to go for basketball. So.
All right, so final questions for you. You're from Canton, Ohio. You're here in Madison. I don't know how much you've figured this out yet, but do you have, like, a favorite restaurant?
Here?
Yeah.
Not really. There's a place at Hilldale Mall, Cafe Hollander.
Oh, yeah.
And their soup, their, like, creamy mushroom soup is, like, my favorite thing ever.
They make some great meals there.
And burgers, too. Really good, yeah.
Yeah. Is there a favorite spot to kind of hang out with teammates that you've found?
The terrace in the summer was awesome, but I feel like we haven't really gotten to the spring yet. So, I mean, I still got to explore the campus a little bit more. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right. A halftime interview with Wisconsin freshman Lena Patty Bandala. We'll be back with more at the half after this. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Bucks beat the Heat in advance to host the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament quarterfinals. So what now? More special NBA court paint colors. Warning, extended exposure may damage the eyes. New jerseys, because merchandising is where the real money is made. And playoff intensity mid-season. So listen, just don't look. When the Bucks host the New York Knicks, Tuesday at 6:30, right here on your BMO Milwaukee Bucks station, WLAK 1260 AM. The Bucks beat the Heat in advance to host the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament quarterfinals. So what now? More special NBA court paint colors. Warning, extended exposure may damage the eyes. New jerseys, because merchandising is where the real money is made. And playoff intensity mid-season. So listen, just don't look. When the Bucks host the New York Knicks, Tuesday at 6:30, right here on your BMO Milwaukee Bucks station, WLAK 1260 AM.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Bucks beat the Heat in advance to host the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament quarterfinals. So what now? More special NBA court paint colors. Warning, extended exposure may damage the eyes. New jerseys, because merchandising is where the real money is made. And playoff intensity mid-season. So listen, just don't look. When the Bucks host the New York Knicks, Tuesday at 6:30, right here on your BMO Milwaukee Bucks station, WLAK 1260 AM.
Wisconsin, tune in for my brand new show, Nightlight, starting Monday, December 4th. Join me, Pete Schwabe, for conversations on the best in entertainment and culture every weeknight from 8 to 10. Nightlight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the app.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Today's game brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. That's R-O-E-H-L.jobs. John Adias with you here at the half at the Kohl Center. It's a 26-22 Butler lead between the 5-2 Bulldogs and the 5-2 Wisconsin Badgers. In that last quarter, Butler outscored the Badgers 15-10. Overall in the game today, Wisconsin is out shooting Butler 9-for-27. That's 33%. Butler's also made 9 field goals. They've taken 34 shots. That's 26.5%. Part of the difference, 3-point shooting. Now Butler averages 9 made threes per game. They're at 6 at the half, 6-of-15. That's 40%. Wisconsin 3-of-11 from downtown. Free throw line, the Badgers have made 1-of-3. Three free throws, Butler 2-of-3. Rebounding edge to the Badgers, plus 5 at 24-19. Team assists, 9-7. Butler blocks, 3-1 Wisconsin. Steals, 2-zip Butler. Taking a look at the more detailed numbers let's go to turnovers first. Turnovers, just 2 in the first half for the Bulldogs. Wisconsin, a pretty decent number, 8 in the first half. Points off turnovers, 5-zip Butler. Points in the paint, plus 8 Wisconsin at 12-4. The second chance points, Butler leads in that category, 5-2. Off the bench, Wisconsin has a pair. Butler has 0. That's an interesting statistic, just considering that Butler leads the Big East Conference in bench points with 23 per game, and they have 0 at the half. Wisconsin trailing by 4 here at halftime. We'll take a break, come back, and take a look at the individual scorers for Wisconsin and who's putting up all the points, who's doing the damage for the Badgers. That's next. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rails on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Her name is Pam Jahnke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the civic media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan, Pam Jahnke, welcome to civic media.
My pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Jahnke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Well, it's a proud partner of Badgers Athletics. Let's take a look at the halftime leaders. For Butler, 15 first half points from Rachel Kent. She's 4 of 6 from downtown. 6 points from Melman's. Then after that, it's 3 points from Strandy, but she has grabbed 6 rebounds and handed out 3 assists. Leading scorer for Wisconsin, Sarah Williams, 4 of 10. 9 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks in the first half for Williams. 5 points, 4 rebounds from Ronnie Porter. Porter, who leads the Big Ten in steals, has not recorded a steal. Wisconsin hasn't had one in the first half at all. And then it's 3 points from Copeland on 1 of 3 shooting, 3 boards as well. 3 points, 2 assists from Natalie Leitzinger. Hallie Douglas has played a couple of minutes in that first half. She's 1 of 1 from the floor. 2 points for Douglas in her first game back in just over a year. 26-22, halftime score. Butler with the lead. We'll start the third quarter after this. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Her name is Pam Jahnke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the civic media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan, Pam Jahnke, welcome to civic media.
My pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Jahnke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m.
Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. John Audius with you at the Kohl Center. Second half is underway, and Strandy with the cut to the rim grabs the pass and leans in for an easy two to start off the third quarter. Layup good by Strandy, and just underway in the third. The Badgers trail 28-22. Jimenez catches down low and missed an easy layup, but the offensive rebound grabbed by Wisconsin out to Porter. One dribble on the right side, missed a three into the hands of Wiggins, and here comes Butler right to left. Strandy outside right, driving into the lane, kicked to Wiggins. Wiggins defended by Porter. He'll dribble all the way to the right wing again. Try to go inside, nothing there. Wiggins steers it inside now, where it's picked up by James, defended by Stramick. Mid post right, now backing down Stramick, up with the left hand, missed it. Stramick clears the rebound for Wisconsin. Copeland catches. Cuts to the middle of the court, throws to the left, caught by Jimenez, outside left, skips it near side. Copeland pushes to Stramick, a ball fake, now a dribble, out to Copeland, so put it on the floor, driving around James, giving it up to Jimenez, and a travel called. Jimenez was about to launch the three, and a turnover by the Badgers gives it right back to Butler. Bulldogs up by six. They've led by as many as seven in this game. That after they scored the first 7 points of the contest. Here's Wiggins driving in on Porter. Her pass to the floor. Now it's grabbed by Strandy, who lost it and picks it up with a dribble. Jimenez will defend on Strandy out on the top of the key. Strandy a drive, and now she'll throw it back to her right. A three just right of the wheel will bounce off, no good. Shot missed by James. Wisconsin, the other side. Jimenez outside to Porter, inside to Williams, back out Shramick. She'll launch the three. It's short. Into the hands of Porter. Her shot rejected by James. Picked up Wiggins. Bumps into Shramick. Shramick grabs the loose ball to Porter. How about a corner three? Porter missed it. Williams tries to track it down. She falls to the floor, and a foul will be called against Butler on that fight for the rebound. And I think they're going to get Melman's, who seems a little upset with that call. Badgers basketball, 8:08 to play in the third quarter. Leitzinger comes in, Shramick heads to the Badgers bench, so it's Jimenez, Porter, Leitzinger, Williams, and Copeland. Will inbound on the baseline, throws it over the head of Jimenez into the backcourt, and now Butler chasing it down. Kent pushes Jimenez over, grabs a loose ball, and lays it up and in. It was a race by Jimenez and Kent to grab that loose ball, and Kent just went for it, grabbed it, and laid it up and in. Kent up to 17 points. It's an 8-point Butler lead, largest lead of the game. Leitzinger finds Copeland outside left to Williams, down low, working on James, off the backboard, missed it down low on the left, fighting to keep it alive and stepping on the baseline is Williams. As she tried to save that ball from going out of bounds, it'll be Butler basketball. Wisconsin has already been able to fight through a 7-0 deficit. The Badgers have led by as many as three. That was at 17-14 in the second quarter. So we'll see if Wisconsin can start to find its rhythm again. Here's a backdoor cut to the rim, and Strandy scores again down low. Strandy with the layup from the left side. Shramick's going to have to come back into the game. Marissa Mosley immediately goes to the bench, says to Brooke, time to get in. 10-point deficit for Wisconsin, 7:14 to play in the third. Here's Jimenez. Hands off to Leitzinger on the near half of the court. Gives it to Copeland. Copeland has it. Screen set. Copeland driving, hesitates, tripping, travel. She got tripped, she got bumped, she got pushed, she got the travel called against her. Love to see that replay. Well, that's going to say the reach-in was all ball, and the reach-in is what kind of stalled
her drive as the ball was kind of pinned against her body, and she's moving forward. The ball's not going back to the ground. It's going to say it was a clean connection by the defender, I guess. 6:49 to play, third quarter. Michaleski has it. Gives to Strandy outside right. Shot clock's under 10. Strandy flips to Kent. Back to Strandy. Top side three. Rims out no good over Porter. Rebound Copeland. And a foul called against Butler down low. The Badgers basketball. Michaleski will be called. It's a second team foul, first against Michaleski. Still a 10-point deficit for the Badgers. 6:33 to play in this third quarter. Butler's scored the first 6 points of this third quarter. Copeland has it, left elbow. Throws it inside to Leitzinger, who is cutting to the rim, and Leitzinger scores down low. Copeland to Leitzinger. Stops the 6-0 start to the quarter.